We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It was boring. People were sleeping. Nobody enjoyed it. There was no good feeling.
3, 2, 1. This is Regis Philbin. What I've been... Omaha, Nebraska, I listen to Chad.
What is wrong with you?
Morons, morons,
this is Joe Mauer of the Minnesota Twins, and I never listen to Chad Hartman from noon to 3 on WCCO.
Spooner, I just met her.
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
Hey, here we go. It is 12:03. Hartman, Gensel here. Carter, I believe, still out sick. Laura Oaks walking in the room. That means Adam is out ill. We are here until 3. Full show today. Friend of the show, great friend of mine, Dermot Cowley, is going to join us in the 2 o'clock hour, as we say off in the official restaurant tour of the show, from Lola's, Jake O'Connor's, McKinney Row, and O'Donovan's. We are days away from St. Patrick's Day. Dermot has joined us a number of times on St. Patrick's Day. The initial plan when I approached Mr. Cowley about a month ago or so was, okay, let's talk to you on the 15th. That's a Friday. And sounded good, but then I needed to look again at the Twins schedule because we have another Twins game on Friday, which is part of the deal. We're a better place because we have the Twins, no doubt about it. And then I thought Thursday, but, you know, we already have Dara. So we want to balance how much restaurant talk we have. So Mr. Cowley's here in the 2 o'clock hour. We'll cover St. Patrick's Day. We'll cover the restaurant business with many other items with Dermot. Playing Politics, Star Tribune, that is at 1:35. Do we know the lineup? It is John Rash and Scott Gillespie this week. And our man DeRusha. He is with us at 12:35. So, Laura and Lindsay, this is my question to you. I am a watcher in the morning of two of the morning news shows. Number one for me is CBS's Morning. Number two is Good Morning America. Okay, those are the two where I will try to watch a fair amount of both shows. I don't watch that much of the second hour of Good Morning America. It's more of the fluff, but I like fluff too. I'm the guy who stayed up after I spent plenty of the night, early night last night with Cowley at one of the great man caves in town. I then arrived home about 11:30, and I watched the finale of The Bachelor. So, yeah, turn in my man card.
At least you got your priorities straight.
Oh, absolutely. I put in hours on it, so, yeah, I had to find out what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to interview it's Keira Knightley. She's in some movie that's coming out.
Okay.
And two of the hosts of the day announce Keira. She comes out, and it's the female kiss of kind of grab the hands from afar, but then lean in for a little bit of the peck.
Yeah.
And sometimes the peck actually hits the cheek, and other times
it's an air kiss.
It's an air kiss. It's kind of the European. It seems so disingenuous,
yes.
So phony, and I hate disingenuous and phony. How often are either one of you forced to do that? And what do you think? Do you ever naturally do it? And this is, in theory, they don't know each other. It's not like you're seeing a pal.
Right.
But this is, hey, I'm doing a phony TV interview where Keira's going to, I mean, and Keira's, I'm sure, is touting the movie, and I like Keira Knightley.
Yeah.
But I don't know if she cares about the interview. I don't know if they care about, but it's just like, well, we have to do this, and it's just fraudulent.
It's stupid. Yeah, and especially if they don't know each other.
Yes.
You know, if they're friends or if they haven't seen each other for a long time and they're just happy to be back together, yes. But if you don't even know the person, I could see like a little friendly hug, a handshake kind of a deal. But
yep.
The whole air kiss thing is, I don't like that.
Is it different than the man kind of bro hug, where it's kind of the pat on the back and maybe you make just brief contact and kind of bump off each other?
Yeah.
That's kind of just, again, if you don't know the person.
Right. It doesn't fit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lindsay, where do you stand in the kissing controversy?
I don't really do it, but I'm just like a hugger. It doesn't really matter if I know you or not. Like, if we've had any sort of interaction, whether it's just via email, like when I meet you, I'm a toucher.
Yeah.
I can't help it.
You're
if
a hugger.
If you have a connection, if there's something you're connected over, sure, you can be a hugger. Yeah.
Okay, so if somebody comes in today, Lindsay, and it's a part of something here at the station, would you give them the hand and then the air kiss?
No.
No.
I just don't do that, though. But I get why it's awkward when you're – I've seen those segments because they always have the person walk out.
Yes.
Which is like the weirdest thing. Because if you're actually doing a television segment, like I don't cook on Care 11 and they like walk me out and people clap. It's not like that.
I heard you demanded that. And then
and then they told me, you know.
Julie Nelson said, if she gets it, I get it.
Exactly.
So, right. It is odd. It's like the thing that used to drive me nuts in the NBA and it still goes on. They show – if it's the visiting player, he's getting off the bus, and you know what he's doing? This is really shocking. He's then walking to the locker room.
Right.
I mean, we just thought they magically appeared, or it's a situation where it's Carl Towns. Carl gets out of the nice car, and then he walks down the hallway. We got it. Carl can walk. He's an NBA player. It's just stupid TV stuff.
People like to see them, though. They like to see their outfits. They like to see them in a setting other than the basketball court.
Maybe that makes it a little more compelling. But I think Lindsay nails it when we just have the people. So then you're watching him walk out. I think I just would rather kind of point to the chair and just, you know, say, Kira, sit down.
Yeah.
As opposed to the phony. Now, if Kira wants to say, I'd want to have dinner with you, that's how devoted I am to the show. I'm willing to have dinner. Lindsay, I mean, is that selfless of me to say I'm willing to have dinner with Kira Knightley?
I think everything you do on this show, Chad, is selfless. I mean, I think we should just spend the next 3 hours talking about all of those things.
Speaking of disingenuous and phony, that would qualify right there.
Right.
On both accounts. All right. 10 past 12. Plenty coming up, including this bizarre story involving a fake pregnancy. We will get back to Boeing. We will get back to the college controversy. We'll get back to one of our favorite rants here, the left-hand lane. We've talked about this numerous times before. Again, Drusha 1235, 135 playing politics. Our friend Dermot Cowley in the 2 o'clock hour. Here's Laura with a news update. All right, so about, an hour and a half ago or so, I went to Lindsay and I said, come up with some bumper music. Come up with a couple themes for the next few days. Again, we're off on Friday. First of all, do you think she's retired from the concert scene for good? That's what she contends.
I don't know. What's her net worth?
What's our guess? What do you think Adele's net worth is?
Double-digit millions for sure.
Well, I was going to say, my guess would be $200 million.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that's a little high.
You think it's high? I just thought those first two sold so much, and then the concert success... She had so much, but it was fast.
You were right. 135.
135? Okay, I went a little high. Okay, so Adele, by the way, properly rated. I mean, just a majestic voice. I'm down. I thought I was going to see her at First Ave, la-di-da, years and years ago, and it didn't work out. Her days of playing First Ave are over. Okay, so what is the theme today of the bumper music?
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh! I'm just going to, we're all going to kind of try to pick up on it.
I mean, it's a dead giveaway once we get into a few of them.
Okay.
So, but so, I went some deep cuts, so
all right.
First hour's got some good ones.
I like it. I like the first one. Because I'll get to this adoptive parents and what turned out to be just a scam on them. But I'm going to react. I always like reacting to text. Oh, speaking of concerts, we have one pair, is that what we do have today? We have one pair of tickets to see Michael Bublé. What do you think, Michael Bublé? Properly rated, overrated, underrated?
I'm not going to comment on that because I want people to be excited about the change.
Oh, I think Lindsay is saying, in her view, overrated.
No. I just don't like him as a person. But he's definitely dealt with some hardships lately. His son has cancer, which is awful.
Right.
Like, but his very young son. But he dated Emily Blunt, who's now married to John Krasinski. And when they were dating, there were some not nice reports about him.
Oh, really?
He was just not. He's kind of an, what I've heard is like an egomaniac.
Really? Okay. Yeah. I had not heard that part.
This was back in the day when I used to read a lot of trashy tabloid magazines, like, you know, Us Weekly. And
they're accurate. I mean, I go
spot
with it.
On. Yeah.
I mean, I
what's in your purse?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Who wore it best?
Yeah.
Right. I want to be seen one time in who wore it best. You know, I'd like to be matched up.
But yeah, you're right. We do have a pair of tickets. It's this coming Monday, March 18th at Xcel Energy Center. So we'll come up with something fun to do during the show to give them away.
We will do that. The child was diagnosed a couple years ago, and I did watch an interview late last year. And by all accounts, the child is doing very, very well. A texter apparently is upset about an ad that we've run. This radio station must be making, I think they meant a mint, off ED ads. You just lost me. Four times within 5 minutes is too much. I don't know if this person was listening to online.
They have to be listening online because I can tell you that the way the computer is set up, the same commercial here on the actual radio would not air four times in 5 minutes.
I don't think any of our spots ever run.
If it's an accident,
yeah.
I have definitely been on the side of airing the same commercial twice.
Right. It's happened. Right. But intentionally, I mean, there are certain clients who want like one at the start and one afterwards, you know, and we'll pay. And guess what? Unlike John Hickenlooper, I can say we're a capitalist outlet here and we're going to take the cash. So I'm assuming that some sort of internet radio.com mistake. But I hope we're not at a point now. Are we still at a point now where some people don't think erectile dysfunction ads should be running during the day? Because let's go. Let's just be adults at this point. You got to be kidding me. You're not that big of a prude, are you? People have sex. A shocker. And by the way, this is an adult show. Okay, I know sometimes younger kids listen. I hope we'll take anybody and everybody, but we cater to adults. So there are sometimes, don't talk about that. My kids are there. Oh, we do an adult show. There was tiptoeing around it for a long time. It's ludicrous. How long has it been where various outlets are running erectile dysfunction ads? Now, what, Viagra lost the patent? Is that what changed last year or something? Because now you've got all these different ones. And listen, if you watch golf for a long time, especially if it was senior golf, my God, every other ad was erectile dysfunction. But I have 0.00 problem, whether it's us, other stations, TV stations, in the middle of the day, in the morning, in the evening, primetime programming, and they're running erectile dysfunction ads. I'm sorry. I don't think there should be a single restriction. Do you?
Honestly, I hadn't thought about it.
Yeah?
I mean, they made me uncomfortable when I was a teenager, but a lot of things made me uncomfortable when I was a teenager.
Right.
At 32, I don't really think about it.
Yeah. It's.
I think if your biggest concern is what commercials are playing, it's a good day.
Yeah, that's true. The problem with ED ads is they're tasteless. Talk about it fine. The radio.com commercials are terrible. I take my headphones out when a commercial come on, they're really bad. I haven't heard the ads. Okay. It's one thing, and maybe if I heard them, I wouldn't like them either. You're allowed to disagree with the makeup of the ad, but to say we shouldn't be running them anymore. By the way, they only can run if they match up to a certain standard. Well, there are a lot of ads that, whether it's personalizations I might do or others do, that you don't agree with how we present it. Too many times in 5 minutes. Well, the texter, listening, underrated skill.
We'll try this, I think, maybe for the third time. I'm sure it wasn't intentional. I'm sure it was a mistake. Listen, we have lamented on this show in particular when we've had sometimes issues how people listen online. Radio.com seems to be a giant improvement. I hope it's working for you. I hope you get the app. I hope you listen. But there's going to be issues like that occasionally when a spot is played out of sequence, right? Because, you know, people make mistakes. Okay, this odd story about a pregnancy, or was it a pregnancy, and adoptive parents when we come back. We never would play two ED ads in the same break on air. I don't know why anybody would raise that idea. Never comes up.
That is the best moment when I've ever been wrong, right there. If I'm going to be wrong, it's going to be about ED commercials. I mean, I'll just
and
updating my LinkedIn account real quick, Twitter bio. Was wrong about how many ED commercials we play in a commercial break.
Oh, that's fabulous. Laura and Matt Trait were in the waiting room wondering why they couldn't find her. They had flown all the way from California, witnessed the birth in Tennessee. The couple struggled with infertility for years and planned to adopt a baby from a 34-year-old named Elizabeth Jones. They had one son, Hudson, and they had tried and tried and found Elizabeth, and they felt like things were going well. Turned out there was no Elizabeth Jones in the hospital to give him birth. The nurses at the front desk told the couple there's only Elizabeth Jones, who had checked herself in with back pain. Laura needs to see her herself. Because on their way there, a frantic Jones had been texting Laura from the ER, "There is blood everywhere." There was no blood in the room. There was no baby. Since leaving the hospital, the traits have been tormented by the question, why would somebody make up a pregnancy? Monday, Elizabeth Jones was arrested on 9 counts of felony larceny for allegedly obtaining gifts from and other perks from the traits under false premises, according to court records. The traits called the Jones acts a psychological attack because they did not pay Jones for the adoption. There is no law on the books in Virginia. Again, it was right on the border of Virginia and Tennessee. Prosecutors were limited in how they could charge Jones. In fact, Jones said in a previous interview that because no money was exchanged, she didn't see how her conduct was criminal. People get hurt emotionally every day. How is that a crime? Jones said, what a kind person she must be. Prosecutors got creative. The couple provided them with all the receipts. Because Jones had multiple credit card fraud convictions in Virginia before this, prosecutors were able to enhance larceny charges to felonies. So they met after the family had created a Facebook page, a sibling for Hudson. And Jones seemed like a good fit. Jones and the mom again, Laura, were talking every day. In early November, Laura flew cross-country to meet Jones. They went shopping for baby clothes. Everything seemed right. Well, the time came for a hospital visit, so Laura could meet Jones's doctors, everything seemed to fall apart. Just before the doctors called Jones back for an appointment, Jones asked Laura if she could run out to her car for a water bottle. Laura obliged and returned to find Jones was gone. In fact, I tried several times to convince her to keep the baby. They were worried that she was going to give the baby to somebody else, keep the baby, have an abortion, whatever it might be. Her birth date was coming a lot sooner than expected, Jones soon informed them. And so after Thanksgiving, the family flew to Virginia. Jones started to send Laura and Matt photos of all the blood in the toilet, blood on her sheets, everywhere. I'm so sorry. I have to push her out. The baby seems so real. Upon finding Jones behind the curtain, and she had lied completely, she asked, how could you do this to me? Jones has since publicly apologized to the family in an interview. Her explanation of the fake pregnancy has shifted all over the place. She sent a Facebook post viewed by the Post in the aftermath of the botched adoption, reading for Washington Post right here. that she had a miscarriage at 13 weeks, was afraid to tell the family. The couple said she told them miscarriage happened much later. She then told a TV outlet that she never was pregnant at all. "What I did, I never should have done," Jones told the TV station. "But I'm not a horrible person. I'm really not. And I really wish people would see that. People make mistakes all the time." This is a horrible, awful, disgusting, and I hope criminal thing to do. She is in a position because of her past problems with the law where she's going to be in an even more difficult situation. Lindsay, 9 counts of felony larceny for allegedly obtaining gifts and other perks. Because they didn't pay her, I get that. I hope they find enough ways for the fullest extent to the law to go after. I mean, what is your reaction to
that? Well, there was another story about that. I mean, there was one months ago, the exact same thing happened. Woman faked the entire pregnancy, and I hope that they figure out a way, one, to get her help, because you are suffering from an insane issue if you decide that this is the correct path to go down in life.
Most likely, or you can just be horribly cruel.
Yeah, I think you can be horribly cruel, but there's some sort of attention-seeking that is... I'm not an expert by any means of the imagination, but there's got to be some ties to mental illness in there. So I hope that they get the person help. I hope they get the family help, because the post-traumatic stress of this entire thing is probably going to be something that sticks around for a really long time. But yeah, figure out a way to throw the book at them, because the issue is when these stories get attention, it just encourages other people to do it.
Right.
Because this is that sick attention-seeking. It's like the Tide Pod Challenge. These dumb people see people getting attention for doing horrible, stupid, really awful things, and then they go down that same path.
Yep. And more of it does take place. 33 past 12, that is your Linda's Construction time check. Time to call for 75% off installation labor on Infinity by Marvin Windows.
There comes a time in a man's life when he needs to look to a higher power for guidance and advice.
What should I do? Give me a signal.
For Chad Hartman, that higher power is morning news anchor and Twitter celebrity, Jason DeRussia. It's time for Chad to ask, what would Jason do?
Well, I think this is the appropriate time to have Jason on the show. He has 2 relatively young sons, who Jason and Alyssa would be happy if eventually they went to college.
Yes.
And I want to know right now, what is your opening figure for various colleges across the country? Because Seth is how old?
Seth is 13.
13, okay. He is what, a 7th grader?
8th grade.
8th grader. So this is, okay, 4 years from now. By then, the story's died down. Okay.
Right.
So,
yeah. So, I can get back to my usual ways of bribing people to break the law.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I do.
I think it's a good move that go back to the exact same thing, because people won't suspect that.
Well, what I was thinking is maybe I could start up my own college consulting business.
Oh, I'd love to do
people could pay me. And this would be my game. I don't want to give it up right now, the whole idea. But I would hang up a shingle. I would be a college consultant only to rich people.
Could you literally hang up a shingle, by the way?
Sure.
Yeah. You're kind of a handyman?
I got a shingle. Yep. I got a spare shingle around the house.
Yeah.
And I would tell the rich people, like, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to make sure their scores are doctored. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I would take their money, and then I just wouldn't do any of that stuff. And what are they going
to
do?
Yeah, exactly. Are they going to go to the police?
Well, you promised that you weren't going to falsify the scores. I'm like, well, you're an idiot.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right?
So here's the deal. If you want to go to the police, because I'm just...
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm just Jason DeRussia. You're fill in the blank.
Right.
Let's just, since Aunt Becky's in, let's make it Uncle Jesse now. So John Stamos calls you, and he's got a kid, and I think he does now, even though he looks like he's 22, but he's 54.
Yeah.
And you're going to say, well, John, go ahead, go to the authorities. I mean, do you want to be associated with this? He won't, and you get to hang 2 shingles.
So here's the question that we were talking about today, Matt Brickman and Heather Brown and me off the air. before mid-morning.
Yep.
9 o'clock weekdays on WCCO TV.
Again, I was available. Still have not received a phone call.
So obviously, you know, the college system is not great, right? Like, it's overpriced. For sure, rich people are able to game the system in various ways, right?
Yeah.
If you're a legacy, you're, you know, I went to Marquette University. Will my kids get preferential treatment? Yes, because it's a legacy, in the same at other big schools. And at some schools, if you make a big donation, that is like, you know, it doesn't put you over the top, but it gives you, like, you get another plus on your application.
Right.
If you knew that your kid, now, no fraud, no breaking the law, your kid is qualified. If you knew that a $15,000 donation to the college would guarantee they were admitted, would you write the check?
Right. And
I hate myself, but I think I probably would. Right? 15 grand, you know they get into their top choice school.
Right.
I mean, would probably write that check.
It's interesting because how does a university then try to justify that? Right?
Right.
Because if, let's say, it's the same scenario, okay, and we're both, our kids are both applying that the same year, okay, and I write the $15,000 check and you don't, and our kids are borderline the exact same, can the university give a straight answer and say anything but, yeah, we were influenced.
For the money.
And,
right.
And so let me ask you this, because you brought it up. Should a legacy, should Sam or Seth get preference at Marquette because of that? Does that even matter anymore?
I think it does. I think you find, if you find like families that have multiple kids who went to the same school, from the school perspective, you're probably going to have people more invested in the school. I bet you get more donations over the years. I bet people are more involved in the alumni association. Like, I would think there is a justification for that. Just like, frankly, if you are dirt poor, you're going to get preferential treatment too, because colleges want to have a diverse student body from all different backgrounds. Depending on what state you apply from, you might have preferential treatment. It's such a complicated system. Now, there's nothing complicated about what these people did or were accused of doing.
Yeah.
But the whole system of admissions, it's tricky. You see, like, Asian Americans are suing, I believe, Harvard right now.
Correct.
Saying that essentially they're being discriminated against.
Yep.
Because there are too many high achieving Asian American applicants.
Yeah, and that
you
they're
think
now
like, wow, that's pretty interesting.
Right. It is. Well, it's brought back a book that I remember hearing about. I'd be lying if I said I read it, but it came out about 12 years ago. The Price of Admission, and it talked about the affluent parents and the traditional way they would do it, where somebody would write an enormous check, not just $15,000.
Oh, yeah.
And one
you
of
the building named after you.
Correct. And one of the examples they used then was a guy named, where are you, by the way? It's very loud and festive.
I'm at Cook St. Paul, a restaurant in St. Paul.
It's people are enjoying themselves. So at the time, they featured a guy I didn't know, Charles Kushner. And it turned out that, funny, when Charles Kushner wrote a check to Harvard for $2.5 million, his kids ended up getting into Harvard, including one you may have heard of, Jared Kushner.
Yeah, right.
You know,
I do sort of push back against this. You know, you've seen this on social media, this narrative that, well, we know that rich people game the system and, you know, oh, Jared Kushner, his parents, whatever. I think that's different. It is the same end result, rich people gaming the system for their kids' benefit. But if you make a big donation to a college, then, you know, it's different. You end up with, a building for all the students to take a bit. You know what I mean?
There's something tangible that the university has going forward.
It's still gross.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's still gross. But, like, to me, that is different
Yesterday's was worse. Fraud. Yeah.
Yeah. But both bad, and both do make you think, like, is this whole system messed up?
Yeah.
I think
the answer is yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I received a number of texts on this, both off and on air yesterday. Aunt Becky's husband, Massimo, right? The big the big design guy.
Yeah.
Among the, I think it was an email about the daughter who ended up getting into USC.
Oh, yeah.
This information, I'd like to maybe sit with you. This is towards Singer, who coordinated this whole thing. I'd like to maybe sit with you after your session with the girls as African concerns. I want to fully understand the game plan and make sure we have a roadmap for success as it relates to our daughter and getting into a school other than Arizona State. Okay. Now that hurts, Massimo. That hurts. All right, I'm gonna put you on hold.
The Ivy League of the West.
Yeah, Harvard. That's Harvard.
Harvard.
I'm gonna put you on hold. You're gonna tell the one guy sitting next to you he's got to pipe down a little bit because we're hearing him too much. All right, we'll call you back in 2-3 minutes. DeRusha, back with us. It's 12:47 on CCO. I think that might be our most overt clue of Lindsay's theme today on bumper music. Jason DeRusha right now is at a Who concert. Sounds like there's about 100,000 people.
Very loud in here. Very loud.
Yeah, it is. Why don't you just stand up right now and say, I'm on the Chad Hartman show. Everybody stop.
Yeah. I mean, I could go in the kitchen, I bet.
Oh, that'd be great.
Do you think they'd mind if I just go in the back?
Well, could you go into the kitchen and just, like, interview a chef, like what they're preparing right now?
I'm sure I could. Yeah, yeah. Why not?
Well, if you want to do that, go ahead.
They're not going to stop me.
Well, if you get shot on air, it might get us some clicks, too.
Come right in here. Eddie's back here working hard. It's fine.
Okay.
We're on CCO Radio, Eddie. See, Cook St. Paul. It's a great place on the beautiful east side of St. Paul.
What's he making right now?
We got some bacon coming out right now. Oh. They got a pop-up thing they do on Wednesdays. It's called Juseo.
Okay.
So it's Korean. It means please give it to me. And by it, they mean your money.
Yeah.
Right? That's right.
Yeah. Well, and bacon. I mean, how many foods in America, or forget America, planet Earth, are better than bacon?
Well, I read the other day there's a whole bacon restaurant that's going to open up in downtown.
I saw that also. Kind of.
It feels a couple years past the trend, doesn't it? Aren't we over the bacon trend?
I don't think we. I mean, never. I don't. It's not as fashionable as it once was.
Maybe Eddie says it's not a trend; it's a lifestyle.
I think it is. Thank you, Eddie. I think he's right.
You may be right.
I
was wrong on brunch. I'm the first to admit I was anti-brunch.
You were.
Come around.
We had a number of debates on that here, and then now your magazine has. Like,
I wrote a whole cover story.
I was going to write. I mean, it's and you covered like 8,000 brunch places in town.
Yeah, and it was exhausting.
What was I going to say about bacon? Okay, when you get bacon at home, do you just get the standard bacon or you go to kind of the fancy bacon?
Not fancy bacon, but I do like to buy bacon from like a butcher shop.
Yep.
So like Osseo Meats has a nice bacon. Hack and Mueller's makes a nice bacon. So I do like to do that.
Do you think it's worth it taste-wise to pay?
Yes.
Yeah, I do too.
More. I think so, for sure.
I think so. Okay.
You get a better smoke on it, so yeah. I think it's better.
All right. How about the fact that Aunt Becky and Uncle Jesse on Full House did have an episode where they were faking what their young kids could do to get into preschool? I mean, you can't make it up. That's just so fantastic.
It's like President Trump. There's a tweet for everything.
Yes.
There's a Full House episode for everything.
Yeah, you have to find it, folks, where, like a friend comes over and their kid is brilliant, you know, is mapping the genome, and then their kids are just being kids.
Have we gotten reaction from Candace Cameron on this story yet?
Well, where are the Olsen twins
at this
point?
She weighed in.
Yeah, I mean,
where are the Olsen twins?
Yeah.
How'd they get into college? Let's start asking the tough questions.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, speaking of college, okay, so how about this debate? If one of these kids got in and they now have graduated from that school, should the university do anything about that degree?
No. But I do think if you are one of the students in school right now,
see ya.
I do think you should be kicked out.
I think so too. And,
a lot of people disagreed with me this morning when I said that, but no. I do think if you're in school,
I'm with you.
You're there on false pretenses, on fraud.
Yep.
Even if you didn't know, you should get kicked out.
Yes. And
I feel bad for you, the student, but you should go.
Right. And I don't know. By the way, I now don't know if you're telling me the truth that you didn't know. You've lost that credibility with me.
I agree.
Right?
Although I think when you are the child of a CEO and all the attention's on these actresses, but there are a lot of CEOs.
Oh, yeah. I've got one here before we're done. Yeah.
Those, you're used to a lifestyle where you get whatever you want and you don't even need. You have the luxury where you don't need to ask questions.
Yep.
So I think in some cases it is conceivable that they didn't know.
I think it is.
But it doesn't matter. To me, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, no. And by the way, to me, it doesn't matter also. So let's say you're going to that school, and all of a sudden your SAT score went up 300 to 400, which we have example after example of that, okay?
Right.
And now you're there, and guess what? You're flourishing. Because I was a part of the conversation about this,
right,
too. They're saying, well, guess what? They're in, but now they're doing well. Well, I heard them. Because you nailed it. They made it to the school under false pretense.
Yeah.
And
so go apply to a real school.
That's it.
Somewhere else. Get in and continue flourishing.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
You don't have a right to that spot, I don't think.
No, I don't think so. Right. And
but I think if you've graduated, you did the work, you did graduate, then I think that should stand. I don't think there should be any negative consequence in that regard. Unless you can prove the kid knew, and then
I might be. If they can prove that the kid knew, Jason.
But you did the work. There are plenty of people who maybe fib on their application a little bit or exaggerate part of their life story.
Once
you go down that road of like taking away a degree, I think that's problematic.
I think that's fair. Okay, we got to go. Enjoy your food. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Jason DeRussia with us. Okay, I want a text on that, or a multiple text on that, not just a single. Yeah, I just want one text. You all talk, and then that's it. Should the kids be kicked out of school? And if one of the kids knew about it and they have a degree, should they go after the degree? 81807.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.